Storytel presents Troll Moon by Margit Sonnemo, Part 36 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People. Chapter 1. The darkness had fallen too quickly. It had taken him by surprise. He no longer knew where he was. It must have been the rain clouds that had caused the sudden complete darkness. The rain and the wind that had arisen just as unexpectedly were now whipping the back of his neck. Oh, he should have put on his sou'wester, but who could have predicted this? The evening had been like any other autumn evening, and he had been much too absorbed in his own affairs to notice any change in the weather. It would be no use shouting. No one would hear him. He was too far away from home. An intense feeling of discomfort gripped him, but it wasn't from fear of the weather, as bad as it was. No, there was something else that scared him.
Is anyone there?
He shouted uncertainly. There was no answer. How stupid of him to think that anyone would respond. He forced out a somewhat hysterical laugh. But still there was something in front of him. Someone was sitting before him. Impossible. A cold chill ran down his spine. Oh, I can't bear this, he thought. I'm too old. My heart can't take such things. Wind and weather and... now this? He swallowed. He felt helplessly caught between the fury of the elements and whatever was facing him.
Get thee hence, Satan!
He cried, but his voice drowned in the wind.
Who are you? What do you want?
He hadn't expected an answer and didn't get one either.
He had to escape. He knew what was behind him.
The deep, the great abyss. And before him was this creature standing in his way. But there was nothing on either side. He felt fear overpower all his senses. His breathing grew strained.
I'm a good Christian man,
he shouted as the wind hurled a shower of rain against his cheeks and neck.
I say grace and evening prayers and go to church every Sunday, and I make a contribution to the church collection. So you have no business with me, spirit of the abyss. I have led a better life than most people. I'm no sinner.
Silence. The gusts of wind almost tipped him off balance.
This darkness. It was as dark as inside a bag.
He sensed, rather than really seeing, that there was someone right in front of him. And that it had a human form.
Impossible. Impossible. There couldn't be anyone here.